Okay, we are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are starting Mem Vav Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, by the Simen, Amalek Simen, which is a Peldik, a Simen, Amalek Simen. Already the Yavitz in the back already asks about the Simen. The Simen is usually just a different abbreviation for what tomorrow is coming up, which stands for Orev, Malva, Loikech, and Kavlin. That's what Amalek stands for, which are the next four things of the Gemara, but still it's funny to use a name of a Rasha for a simen, especially because it's something it says Timcha Zeicha Amalek. The Yavetz says, it says Chiddush Shenosnu Simen Kazeh B'Mishenam by Timcha Zeicha Amalek, and he has a pshat, but it's talking a very interesting simen, Amalek simen. Tana Rabbanan Orev made leloiva v'hudas le'arachriti. The question is, the loiva has this property. The loiva is the borrower. And we're not sure if it's his. There's a rumor on it. There's rumors about this. People are saying it's theirs. Could the Orev say Edis on this? Now, the Orev wants the Loiva to have a property because he doesn't want the Malva to come collect from him. So could he say Edis to the Loiva or not? So it says yes. If he has other land, then you could. He has other land besides the one land there's an error on it, and he has another piece of land that's his. Another piece of property that's his. Since he has another piece of property, the Arav can say Edis. Because you're not saying the Arav is the Gev Edis. He's not the Gev Edis. Because if he has to collect, they collect another property. If not, going to Gev Edis. It's good to have two of them, just in case someone else collects it. And that the Rashbam speaks out. We're not Chayshiv so much ready. He's not going to Gev Edis ready. The Gev Edis is only direct the Gev Edis. Here, Maisi has another property, then it's fine. So Arav made the Loiva, who is the Arav Achriti. Malva made the Loiva, who is the Arav Achriti. The same thing comes to Malva also. The Malva himself can make the Loiva, this property is his. He's in the Gevur Dov, he needs a place to collect from. No, he has other properties, and therefore, it's not called Negei Abadav. Lekeach Rishon may Lekeach Sheni, who is the Arachriti? Lekeach Rishon and Lekeach Sheni is like this, that we have over here, Reuven that sold two fields, one to Levi, and afterwards he sold to Yehuda. And someone comes as Ma'ara on Yehuda's property, it's a second sale, and says, Reuven sold you? And Reuven never owned it. He never owned that property. Could Levi say Edus now on Yehuda's property that belonged to Reuven? Now, what's the Shaila? Because maybe over here, Levi wants Yehuda to have a property. Because if not, so then, if Yehuda doesn't have a property, if there's Bal Chayiv of Reuven, they're coming to Levi, not to Yehuda. So I want Yehuda to have property because he's first. Because the Lachay, the field he sells latest, that's where the Meshabadim, that's where the Bal Chayiv goes first. So Levi has a vested interest that Yehuda should have the property because when Reuven's Bal Chayiv comes to collect, first he goes to Reuven's house, and Reuven doesn't have nothing there. So then he goes to Yehuda. And then he goes to Levi. So Levi can't say that he's Yehuda because it's a mile for Levi that Yehuda has property because they go to him first. So here he says that you could say Edis when who the Islay Arachriti. Who has Arachriti? Zokter Rashbam, either if Yehuda has another property that he bought from Reuven or Reuven has another property. Either one is enough. The Rashbam in the fourth, end of the fourth wide line, says Hilchach, Kimin de Islay li Yehuda oid karka acheres hamashabedes abachoyev de Reuven, Inami, or Yeshloy le Reuven karka acheres bas chayrin de lahada Allah abachoyev de day. He has not a property that's open. Motzi Levi las Hude li Yehuda hach karka. The lam negei beidusi is not considered. He doesn't have vested interest here. The afilu mapik le ma'ar Yehuda. Even if the ma'ar takes from Yehuda, lo yosei ba'achoyv the Reuven tar for Levi. Elo mekarka acheres. That's yeshel Yehuda meruven or mekarka acheres yeshel leRuven oid. But if there's no karka, then Levi cannot say an edus to Yehuda. Why? Because they're coming to Levi. He has a vested interest to let Yehuda have their property. Because if not, they're coming to Levi. So the loch is lekeach rishon may lekeach sheni vudas arachriti. Now what about lekeach sheni to lekeach rishon? What about the opposite case? On Levi's property, there was an error. Could Yehuda say edus for that? Why not? No, but Yehuda go first anyway. You go to Yehuda first anyway. First Levi, then to Yehuda. So anyway, you go to Yehuda's property first. Could he say this? Zok the Rashbam, But daf lekech rishon may lekech sheni if there's no property. Av lekech sheni may lekech rishon. Yehuda could be made for Levi. I feel less like the meicher kaka. Even though Reuven has nothing else, why? Because they're coming to Yehuda first. What does Yehuda care if Levi has a property? They're coming to Yehuda first anyway. You're going to tell me? So, but Maisa, if they take away the property from Levi, they're going to owe Reuven's going to owe Levi money. So then they'll come to Yehuda. So he says, Echanami, only if it's shloi b'achrayis. Only if it's shloi b'achrayis. Which means only if Reuven sold to Levi, it's b'achrayis. If he sold it to Reuven b'achrayis, if Reuven sold to Levi b'achrayis, then taka Yehuda can't say to Levi. But Lemaisa, our Gemara could be like a keach rishon, mele keach sheni, who this day arachit, it's only like keach rishon sheni. Because the keach sheni could say edis for Levi, Yehuda could say for Levi, even without having another ara, as long as there's no achrayis. So those are our first three cases, the Orev, the Malva, and the keach rishon. The fourth one is similar as Kablin. What's a Kablin? Top of Mem Zayim Aleph. Kablin is a Orev Kablin. The Orev Kablin is a case where that the Orev, you go first. Orev Kablin means a certain type of Orev where you can collect from the Orev first. You can collect from the Orev first. That's the din of Orev Kablin. You collect from, if you want to go collect from the Loive, go to Loive. You want to go to the Orev, go to Orev. That's what Orev Kablin means. You go first if you want. You have a choice. Grab the Rashbam says the case was that the Orev himself took the money from the Malva and gave it to the Leiva, which is a little bit of a Shver Rashbam. But like upon him, what we have to know is that's the Orev Kavla. Orev Kavla means you go either to the Orev or to the Leiva. In such a case, could you say this or not? Now, what's the Shaila here? Why is this different? Here, Amri lo Meyid, Vamri lo Ene Meyid. Amri lo Meyid, some say you say this, Karev Dami. As long as the loiva has property, has other property, I can say edus on this. Why? The nichle of yodai tarvayu. You want him to have two properties. Until now, we were talking about regular Arav. Arav, you go first to the loiva. So the Arav could say edus on the loiva property as long as it's not a property. Why? Because the Arav doesn't care. Even if you don't take that property that there's rumors about, you have another property, you go there first. But by Arav Kablin, the Malva might come to him first. How does he make sure he doesn't come to him first? If the Loiva has a lot of properties, and the Rashbam says an extra knetch. He says, for example, let's say the Orev's property is Beninus, and the Loiva's property is Aburus. And then there's an error on the second property is Beninus. So as long as the Beninus one of the Loiva is not his, where is the Malva going? Going straight to the Arav. He has a choice. He's allowed to do this. Arav Kablin. He's allowed to go to him first. He'll come to him first because he wants the Beinus. So therefore he has a vested interest that he has two properties as a Buris and a Beinus. Therefore, he'll go to the Beinus. That's how the way the Rashbam explains it. Tosis just says, Stamazai, that if you have more properties, there's a bigger chance he's going to the Loiva. And therefore, even though the Arav Kablin has a right to go back to the Loiva and collect from him, that's a pain in the neck. He doesn't want the Malva collecting from him, and then he has to go back to the Leiva and collect it. He really could, and the guy has property. It's still called a Negei of Eidus. Why? Because since the Arav Kablin, he wants him to have more properties, the better. Therefore, there's a bigger chance he'll go collect from him. He'll go collect from the Leiva. The bigger chance he'll go collect from the Leiva. So that's another man, the Yomim, says, no, not like that. So it's Machloikis. So Machloikis, some say Meyid, and some say Eini Meyid. The Tzadi, not Meyid, is because he has a vested interest that the Loiva should have two properties because therefore he'll go to him faster and collect faster from him. So Ad Kan, the Shaila of saying Meyid. Any question on this? It's good? Mm-hmm. Yeah? What's Shaila?
There's two things.
Right.
And there's only an Idias and there's a Boyas. Bainus means you can't go upgrade it. Bainus
right.
So then what means the one, two fields? Bainus, if there's two fields and there's an Idias and there's a Boyas, where do you have a Bainus?
So the Pshat go by Shaman, Ba'am, Shaman, Ad, right? So it's a little like Tysus, it's very simple because if the Leiva has more choices, he'll go straight to the Leiva, not go to the Leiva. He has more choices. Rashbam, this Rashbam is a little Shved, and Tysus has got to ask another question of Rashbam. Is the Moral 4 said by a Malva, it says that you can say as long as the Leiva has another property. So Frank Tysus, what do you mean? Maybe this other property is a better property. So he says he buys around the Rashbam a little bit. He just says on the Gemara, he has his cash. He says, by Malva also be saying. He says, the Vart is, really you have to say the Vart is because there's more properties. There's more properties, makes a bigger chance to go to him. Rabbi Yechanan. Umar in le chazaka. We had a Gemara already, we had a Mishnah already. Umar does not have a chazaka, which means any tailor, cleaners, any woman that takes things from people, you can't claim afterwards I bought it, because I know how it got to you. It got to you, someone to put it, give it to you to fix. So Uman al-Khazaka. But Ben Uman, but his son, if he's walking around with the talis, he could claim he bought it. Yesh al-Khazaka. There's no problem with that. We have to explain this. We'll see. Yesh al-Khazaka. Oris in al-Khazaka. A sharecropper himself is in al-Khazaka. But of Ben Oris, if the son is sitting on this property, Yesh al-Khazaka. Gazlin. And of Ben Gazlin. If someone was a Gazlin, we'll see what a Gazlin is soon. A Gazlin or Ben Gazlin. A Gazlin obviously is not Khazaka because he's a Gazlin. So a Gazlin, Ben Gazlin, Elam Chazaka, even the son of the Gazlin Chazaka, Ben Benoshel Gazlin Chazaka, the Enikol has a Chazaka. So Gemara wants to know, what in the world are we talking about here? Hechidam. What is, for example, the son, we'll take a Uman, let's say. What's the son tining? Hechidam. Id also tining Davuan. If he says, what I do with this talis, I got it from my father. Okay, so we got it from your father, so what's the Chazaka? Afilo Hanach Nami Loi. So then even Ben Uman, and Ben Oris not a Chazaka, because my taina is, I got it from my father. My father doesn't, I know how it got to my father's hand. He's an Oris, he's an Uman. Id loy also betanos davuan, if you're claiming you bought it yourself, so then why can't a Ben Gazlim, because his father's a Gazlim, he can't buy anything? I feel Ben Gazlim Ami. So what's going on? We're saying there's a chilek between a Ben Gazlim and a Ben Uman. The chilek. What's the chilek? If the guy's tiny, I got it from my father, so they're both the same. If he's tiny, I bought it himself, so also both the same. What's the difference? Loi tzricha, the ka'amri edim, befaneinu hoideloi hanach. The case is that there's edim here that's saying that this guy, this balabas, was moida that he sold it to the father. They sold it to the father. And now the son is coming with that taina. So there, he's believed. So everyone else, hanach, ikulameima kushta ka'amri, they're saying the truth. Hi, the Gazlin, Avagav the Oidi, Nami Loi Mehemin. Even though he was Moida, you're not believed, Rav Kana. Don't Rav Kana, he loved the Oidi Lei, he was so scared of that Gazlin, he was Moida to him, because if not, have a Mamti Lei, it would have been him, Lechamre, and his Chamar, Lechachvar. He would have reported him and his the Chamar to the government and would have put him into jail. So he had to be Moida. The guy came over and said, right, this is my talus. Oh, right, this is my property, whatever it is. This is my property. Right, this is my property. I go, yeah. It's in front of Edom. He's scared. He's scared for his life. There was not a riot. So the chiddush really is, we're saying Ben Uman has a chazaka. What's the chiddush? So we have Edom that's saying that he was moida, that it belonged to his father. Teretz says the chiddush is the Ben Gazlin part. That dir hoidah doesn't work. The only problem is that if there's Edom that he was moida, so why the Uman itself doesn't, we need the Ben Uman, then the Uman itself would work. So Rashbam says that let's start them coming. Uman in the chazaka when you don't have edim. Ben Uman is chazaka when you do have edim. But it's still a pella, so just say the case by the Uman himself. So Zok Taisis, you have to see this Taisis, Kagoin. Kagoin Dom Vnein Hoida. Pirish, Ben Oris. So here it's Ben Oris, Ben Uman, Ben Gazlin. Umashum Haki, Uman in the chazaka. Ava Ben Yesh Chazaka, Kishatoni Kamidi Hoidis Laavi. So it's a new Psha Taisis saying right away. He'll see why he didn't like the other pshat, the Rashbam pshat. He says the case was here was that there's a taina of the Ben Oris. Not they have Edim. The Oris is taining that I remember you being moided to my father. Pirish, Ben Oris, Ben Uman, Ben Gazlin. Umashumachi, Uman, and Lechazaka. He doesn't have a Chazaka because here, you don't have a taina. But here, Ben, Ava Ben, Yesh Chazaka. Kushtoyin, when he tainis, I saw you being moida to my father that you were moida. Nem of amigu the boy or my minach zvinta. I could have said I bought it from you straight. Ava Ben Gazlin ain't like chazaka. The haidah shahaydu le Gazlin lav haidahi. That haidah that you saw is not a haidah. The lav the oidi le shemach le hamamti le lechar meshach. You brought me to the authorities. Ava zok toisvis not like the Rashbam. Ava loy gasin is going to come to Eden. Don't tell me that Edim saw you being moida. The Ike Edim, the Oidle Edim, Nei Zavna, Imkin Uman Va'aris Gufayu Nemanim. Then the Uman and Aris themselves should be Neman. If the case was Edim saw the Balbas being moida to the Uman, so then what do you have to say Ben Uman? The Uman himself would be believed. Va'oid, Kimin Dike Edim, if the Edim Stamazai, so Ben Aris Ben Uman, Lama Tzvigin Lahachzik, Beloi Chazaka Namek Mimu Yedai, Yimu Yagazani. Also, then wouldn't be called the Chazaka. It would be called Edim that it's yours. Not called Chazaka. Yes, the Chazaka. So therefore, Tais is a different pshat, smack a pshat. Avadi had a chazaka, whatever it is, chalaka masha chazada, or 3 years by Aris. He had a chazaka 3 years. He came up to Ben Aris and said, what are you doing here? He says, I got it from my father. That's a chazaka she'ini mataina. He could have said, I bought it, but he said, I got it from my father. But he said over here, I got it from my father, and I saw you being maida. That's a chazaka shematayna zok toises. And that's why it's a chazaka, it's gewaldic. But by Gazlin, there is scared that it's not true the haida. Rashbam's shot was there were edim that he was moida. But then it's shver. First of all, talk about the woman himself. That's shver. Let's finish up the Gemara. Omar Rava. Pa'amim shafilu ben benoi shal gazlin nami ein lechazaka. There's really two gerses in the Rashbam. We'll maybe say over the other one. Pa'amim, even the ben benoi shal gazlin. Oh, so let's just speak out a second before we see the Gemara. So, but right. So we said ben gazlin is not believed. Why? Because we're scared that the haida wasn't real haida. So Omar Rava. Pa'amim shafilu ben benoi shal gazlin nami ein lechazaka. Even the enikel is not a chazaka. Heichidam, we're going to Osi b'tainosa the Abba Davua. He says, I got it from my father, who got it from his father. So then, it's the same problem, because you say, oh, he was moided to my grandfather, he's a gazlan. That doesn't work. And sometimes, even Ben Benoi is not a chazaka. Pasuk shot where he said Ben Benoi is good is because he said, I got it from my father. My father's not a gazlan, the grandfather's the gazlan. But if I say, I got it from my father, who got it from his father, then it'll be a problem. There is a girsa in the Rashbam that he says that sometimes even Ben Gazlan yesh a chazaka. When he says, how is that possible? When he says that I got it from my father who got it from his father, and his father wasn't a Gazlan. That was the case. That there's a case where a Ben Gazlan could be Neman. Not when he's saying it from his father, he got it from his father, he got it from his father, and his father wasn't a Gazlan. That's a different girsa. Now, what's a Gazlan? Hechidami Gazlan. What's the case of a Gazlan? Tupshatim. Om Rav Yechron. Goin she huchzek asor zuv gazlanusa. We know that he one time tried to steal this property. That's what a Gazlan means. And there, we're scared that, like the Gemara says, we're scared that really not a Haidah. So Gazlan means he tried to steal it. We know for sure he's trying to steal his property. Rav Chistam, going to Bais Ploindi, a certain family, like the Gambino family, Shahargin Nefasha Iskimaman. They kill people for money. That's what it means. Because saying this, what it means, the Gazlan is, we know this family. This family kills for money, and in such a case, there's no chazaka for the Gazlan, not for the Ben Gazlan. There's no chazaka, again, even when it's the Haidah, because there, we're not believing the Haidah, because maybe he was forced to say the Haidah, and like the Mechagis Rashbam and Toysu, exactly the cases, if it's Haidah of Hanenu or Edim, but by a Gazlan does not work, why not? We're scared. He did it, Machmas being scared, that's why he was Maida. And there's two problems with a Gazlan. It's either the Gazlan on this property, or is a Gazlan a family that steals and kills for money.